finished above of Perek Beis of Chagiga. So now we're going to say, if a person goes to the mikvah to be matar himself, so he becomes tahor. And really, midoraisa, no kavanah is required. It's like, you know, you walk into the mikvah, you come out clean, spiritually clean, and that's that. However, Chazal required kavanah for the mikvah to work, which is kind of interesting. So if you want to be tahor, you can't just have to have gone for a swim in the ocean and come out and say, well, now I can eat truma because I'm tahor because I went to the swim in the ocean. With no clothes on, obviously. But indeed, you'd have to have kavanah for something. Now, the question is what you're having kavanah for. And basically, this Mishnah, in short, says that you only, if you had kavanah to be matired to eat level 1, you won't be able to eat level 2. And if you had kavanah to be ready for level 5, then, of course, you could eat level 1 to 3, 4. So, again, the 5 levels are, number 1, chulin. It's like for what regular chulin. If you want to eat your chulin b'tahara. Number 2, Meiser Sheni, that's the next step down, which has to be eaten B'Tahara in Jerusalem. Number 3, Truma, which is Dafka, has to be eaten by a Kohen, B'Tahara, and Setel of Vishlishi. That's number 3.
What's
3? Truma. Chulin is number 1. Meiser Sheni is number 2. Truma is number 3. Kodesh, Kachem, is number 4 level. So in other words, if you went to the mikvah as a Kohen to eat your Truma, and then you said, oh, there's Kachem, and also you can't eat it. You have to go back to the mikvah, because you never mind to eat Kachem. And then number 5 is Chatas. If you're planning, you can't interact with the chatas water, unless you're in the mayat paraduma stuff, unless you first go to the mikvah and have attention for that. That's what the Mishnah says now. Inside, hatova l'chulin, if a person went to the mikvah because he's planning on eating chulin, therefore he went to the mikvah because he wanted to eat chulin b'tahara, v'huchzak l'chulin, and his huchzak, I'll translate here, is his kavana was. His kavana was only for chulin. He was establishing himself, huchzak, he was establishing himself to be able to eat chulin dafka, no more. Asr l'maiser, he won't be able to eat from maiser because he didn't have kavanah for it, and that's like a step up. This is all midorabanan. I told you midoraisa makes mikvah works like it or not. Now, step 2, tava l'maiser, if he went to mikvah planning eating maiser sheni, v'huchzak l'maiser, that was his only plans, then asr l'truma, he can't eat truma because it's in a step up. Tava l'truma, if he went to the mikvah for eating truma, v'huchzak l'truma, and he only had intention to eat truma, asr l'kodesh, he can't eat kodesh. Tava l'kodesh, v'huchzak l'kodesh, if he went to the mikvah to eat Kodesh, and that's all he had was a kavanah for Kodesh, as l'chatas, he can't interact with the chatas, water, mechatas. And, so then it sums it up, tava l'chamor, if you went to the mikvah, dafka, to eat something like more chamor, mutar l'kal, then of course you could partake of the lesser strict thing, like you went to your plan of eating truma, you could also eat maser sheni, for example. Tava l'huchzak, and midraban, if you went to the mikvah and you didn't think of anything, you weren't planning on setting yourself up, having kavanah to be tahor, Kil lo taval. It's as if you never went to the mikvah at all. You have to do it again. The Gemara speaks out, by the way, that this is true with the exception of chulin. If a person wants to eat chulin but tahara, just because he wants to, he took onto yechaver, going to the mikvah stam would be effective. He didn't have to have kavana. That much they didn't make him go back to the mikvah a second time to be considered a chaver. Okay.